Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Wow, what a day. A lot of people relieved that the Tigers won this game 3, the do or die game. And I'm not going to do the opposite of what I always accuse a lot of our listeners doing, which is short-term results, long-term conclusions. A big seventh inning doesn't mean their offensive issues are behind them. It'd be cool if that opens up the floodgates and they somehow get their mojo back. But there's no guarantees of that. Because that would be taking a short-term result and drawing a long-term conclusion. What we know is that the Tigers are capable of so much more offensively. This collection of players is capable of so much more offensively than they've shown for the better part of the last month. It is amazing that they had gone that long. A week short. We are a week short of them going an entire month without having a four-run inning. It's crazy. But they did it at an incredibly important time. And I got to tell you, watching hit after hit after hit that inning was like, oh, unbelievable. It felt like it was impossible. That's the thing about it. It felt like having an inning like that had become impossible. The Tigers have spent the last month trying to win baseball games the way Iowa wins football games, which is all defense and little offense. You don't want to be that way. You don't like the comparison, whatever.
No, it's fine. I understand why you're doing it because it's the here and now, but I can't do it because Iowa is like that from game one through their bowl game. That's just how they've always operated. This Tiger team from game one through game 100 was a very good offensive football team, a very good offensive baseball team. And it's the crash on the offense has happened in the second half of the season, and more importantly, post All-Star break. So I can't completely buy into it, but I understand where you're going with it. And it feels like the 6 runs they had last night was an explosion, and yet this team's capable of it. And maybe now that they've got this series out of the way, that they've advanced, they've tasted the sweet, sweet taste of success. They've had 2 champagne and beer celebrations now in the last week.
Yep.
They like that taste. They like the sting in their eyes. They like smelling like a frat house. go out and...
How sticky are those locker room floors?
Oh, dude, God. You never made it into my son's frat house.
No, but I've been into plenty of frat houses.
Kang, you did.
Oh, my God. When we went to your son's frat house, this is all you heard, Gator.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was disgusting.
That's a frat house. Yeah.
I think it was worse. I think that's where COVID-19 started. Dead floor.
I've been to frat houses in multiple states, and that is, it's the same. It's Syracuse as it is at Miami, Ohio, as it is at University of Michigan, as it is at Michigan State.
It had been a minute for the rest of us, so you have obviously vivid memories of what it was like.
Hard to forget. Sometimes you leave your shoes behind. Like, what just happened?
Oh, I sprayed them with bleach after. Like, it was bad.
You just burn them.
Yeah. The homeless guy threw him back at me. I don't want this.
Gross.
Too gross.
But were they allowed, let me ask this. Were they allowed to celebrate last night with champagne? Is that okay?
We don't need to, I don't need to be the gatekeeper of who gets to have fun and who
people?
Doesn't. Don't need to be a gatekeeper of that. You go ahead and have
fun.
Were
you okay? Can we admit that it was good? It's fine. That getting to this next round was actually an accomplishment. Can we okay? Are we good?
It's fine. Now that you brought it up, we're going to get calls and we're going to get people.
Bring it.
Yeah. All right. Let's get back to your phone calls. We go to Ryan next on 97.1. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, boys. What up, Detroit?
What's up, Ryan?
Hey, so I flew in from Arizona on Tuesday. I grew up in Fort Huron, flew in from Arizona. We're about 2 hours out from Cincinnati. Got a brother-in-law that lives just outside. So got my son, Brendan. He's 19. We're heading down. It's been like the best sports week ever to come back. I'm on fall break. I'm a teacher in Arizona, so we get 2 weeks off.
Nice.
At the end of September. So, I mean, great time to come back to Michigan. It's been amazing. So, yeah, there's a ton of Michigan plates. We just, Doug, we just passed somebody who had Red Wings, Tigers, Lions, and then Notre Dame on the backs. So they're kind of messed up, I think.
Where are you right now?
We are about 60 miles outside of Dayton, so we're on I-75.
Mm-hmm. Ah, Dayton.
And then we've been given the middle
Pequua?
Finger to all the
are you,
people.
Are you near Pequua?
We're near Wakakananetta or whatever that said.
God, that was so worth it. I'm so glad I asked you that question. You're near Wakakananetta?
Yeah, Wakakananetta.
All right, cool.
In Kreidersville, so all the Ohio State
hold on.
Stickers, we're taking care of them.
Yeah, don't start stuff.
No antagonizing.
You never know, man.
That's true.
Be better.
There's some weirdos out there, but nah. We're having a great time.
Well, be safe.
Awesome.
Gator's right. Don't antagonize people. Just don't come in hot.
Treat each other with respect.
But you will.
I haven't even had a beer yet.
That's good. It sounds like there'll be plenty of you down there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valeni Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
248-539-9797. We do not. This is how stuff goes south in a hurry. Giving people the bird.
Don't do that.
Dylan, you're next. Hi, Dylan.
Yeah, hey, guys. First time, long time. Love the show. I'd like to talk Tigers, you know, as you guys are doing. I think there's a couple key points. I mean, as you guys have pointed out, the starting pitching has got to be better against Seattle for the first, you know, the first two series that they played them. But given the last series, the starting pitching looked really good. You know, as you obviously Skubal, but Flaherty and Mize, like you guys said, seven and two thirds, only two earned runs. I also think keeping Kyle Raleigh and Josh Naylor in the ballpark. I mean, Josh Naylor, when he had a Guardians uniform on, it seemed like he came up clutch all the time. And, you know, obviously Kyle Raleigh with his 57, 58, whatever it is, home runs.
60.
Keeping those guys, you know, in check. I also wanted to talk a little Skubal. I know I heard a listener earlier talk about not being able to retain Skubal. And while I don't think they're going to re-sign him, I think of it as a business, at the business side. Like, when the Phillies signed Bryce Harper, Bryce Harper immediately became the number one jersey sold in MLB. They were able to raise season ticket prices, all ticket prices. They raised food. When the Dodgers signed Ohtani, same thing. I mean, became the first, you know, number one jersey sold. So I think, like, when Scoob Bowl starts, there seems to be over about 30,000 people there compared to, let's say, Casey Mize when there's 20. So, I mean, you're talking extra ticket sales at $40 a pop. And that's $400,000 a game for a Scoob Bowl start. And then you're talking tickets or parking, food, things like that. So I think if the Tigers wanted to, they could, because he just brings in a lot of extra revenue compared to, you know,
I mean, they certainly could. There's obviously a sort of, you know, ramifications other than on the field that come along with, again, off-season right. discussion, and we're trying to table it until then, although very unsuccessfully. I'm going to really have to sit down and start strategizing what I would do with the money if Scooble doesn't want it. And strategizing what you could maybe get for him if you decide in the offseason to trade
that's
him.
That's
in the offseason. He's still got two more starts. Two more starts minimum. Right?
We're going to shock each other when we start going on that path about talking about the offseason before the offseason's here.
I'm not prepared to.
Kang, can you shock us if that happens?
I don't want it. It's like a shock collar?
No, like a cattle prodder or something?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll get one. No, Amazon Prime. We'll be here before the show ends.
Kang would get feisty with that thing. I don't like that.
Well, if we deserve it, we deserve it.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, or, you know, give it to the callers.
It's up to you, Doug, really. Not me. I don't want to do it, but I will.
Gotcha.
Discipline, man.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan. Not a fan of the cattle prod.
Give the cattle prod to the listeners. If they deserve it. Let's put this down. We've done this before. We're embargoing postseason discussion. I should say off-season discussion until the postseason is done for the Tigers.
I have no issue with that. The problem is our audience really does seem to want to talk about it.
We're not doing it.
There's no point
in doing it now.
Okay.
It'll happen soon enough.
Let's shift gears here. Go out to Allen Park and talk with the Birchie kid. And find out how serious this Lee McNeil thing actually is. 12:50, I heard something in the clubhouse after the game and on the field after the game. There is something that really bothered our Tigers. And we'll get to that today at 12:50 here on 97.1 The Ticket.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.